you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. This edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop, located at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
So, how many New Year's resolutions have you broken so far? Ooh, that's almost as irritating as...
Have you got all your Christmas shopping done yet?
Sorry, but you know me, I'm the man in the box. It's my job to be irritating. Not to mention highly disrespectful and personally embarrassing, as we used to say on the Hudson and Harrigan Show. Actually, I think that was an old Bo Weaver turn of the phrase. You remember Bo Weaver from Houston Radio? I can't be sure, though. Time and distance have clouded many of those memories for me. But I do want to give credit where credit is due, even if it is just a stupid DJ one-liner. But back to the subject at hand. So how many New Year's resolutions have you broken so far? As I said last week, we break New Year's resolutions so quickly and so easily that maybe our New Year's resolution should be to stop making so many New Year's resolutions. But on the other hand, in an effort to be totally transparent with you here, I only made one New Year's resolution. And I haven't done a single solitary thing to try to fulfill it yet. Yeah, my only New Year's resolution was, as the host of the Outdoor Cooking Show, I want to become a better outdoor griller. And I really haven't even grilled, not even once, since the new year began. And you know, even if I had, it most likely would have been something as simple as hamburgers or hot links. So I have no room to question anyone else. However, it is true statistically that only 23% of us actually keep even one New Year's resolution. And according to experts, the main reason why we don't keep New Year's resolutions is we get overzealous. We overcommit. We either make too many New Year's resolutions or we make unreasonable New Year's resolutions. And I must admit, that makes sense to me. What doesn't make sense to me is that there are actually experts on New Year's resolutions. Really? So you mean to tell me there are people who have studied New Year's resolutions so carefully that they've actually achieved expert status in the field? If you ask me, I think these are people who just have way too much time on their hands. To me, these are the kinds of people who need to go out and find something meaningful to do with their time and quit fooling around with nonsense like charting New Year's resolutions, for crying out loud. But then again, I'm talking about New Year's resolutions, aren't I? So I guess I just blew a fuse on the old hypocrisy meter, huh? You know, I did a Google search, and I found one of these so-called experts. It's actually a company called Franklin Covey. Now, they're a time management training and assessment services company. They're based out of Utah. They offer a planning system for organizations, you know, businesses and nonprofits and individuals. And they model this system on the writings of Benjamin Franklin and a book titled The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. So I guess they have some qualifications anyway. Franklin Covey claims most of us make the mistake of making the wrong New Year's resolution or making one at the wrong time, you know, like right after making one too many toasts on New Year's Eve. And that makes sense, too. But I still maintain that most of us just make too many New Year's resolutions. In any case, being more realistic about New Year's resolutions would probably go a long way toward being more successful. Now, after last week's show, I realized that the list of New Year's resolutions I referenced was actually in great dispute. because I immediately heard from listeners who cited other lists that put the most popular resolutions in a completely different order. Many list quit smoking as number one, and pay off credit cards was on most of those lists. My list didn't even mention that one, but it did talk about finances, so I guess it's close to the same thing. But no matter what order the resolutions were in, they all included two very prominent ones: lose weight and eat healthy. And in my defense, both of those things were high on the list I quoted last week. And that brings us around to the subject of today's edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show: losing the holiday weight. Now, unlike New Year's resolutions, there are legitimate weight loss experts out there, and the overwhelming majority of them will tell you lose weight and eat healthy go hand in hand. You can't have one without the other, as the old song goes. Of course, that song was about love and marriage, not lose weight and eat healthy. But with apologies to Frank Sinatra, if you want to lose weight, you'd better be ready to eat healthy, too. And that makes this a perfect topic for the Outdoor Cooking Show, because we can either choose to eat healthy or not. And to be sure, there are lots of people out there who are completely dedicated to eating the most unhealthy diet they possibly can. In fact, that's one of the topics we're considering for the new year: politically incorrect food. So if you've got some ideas for politically incorrect food, send us a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show. Because as I've said before, we're omnivores on this show. We eat everything, even our words. But only when we're wrong, of course. So if you're one of those people who's completely dedicated to eating the most unhealthy diet you possibly can, you might not appreciate what we're trying to do today on The Outdoor Cooking Show. But for those of us who like to at least stay within shouting distance of our goal weights, hopefully this show will be helpful. Now, those weight loss experts I noted a moment ago will also tell you that in addition to lose weight and eat healthy going hand in hand, they would also add exercise to that list. But let's not bite off more than we can chew here. Get it? More than you can chew? It's a little outdoor cooking show humor. Let's just stick to the things we know a little something about, you know, cooking and eating, and we'll leave the heavy lifting to, well, weightlifters. Duh. Most of us have battled weight loss or weight gain in our lifetimes, but one of the very first official dietitians was a British doctor named George Cheney. He lived in the early 1700s. He was tremendously overweight, so he eliminated all meat from his diet, a vegetarian, kind of. He did consume milk, but just milk and vegetables, nothing more. And it worked. He wound up writing an essay on health and long life, in which he advised people to exercise and avoid what he called luxury foods, whatever the heck that is. And then over the ensuing centuries, of course, many different concept diets have popped up: low fat, low carbohydrate, low calorie, very low calorie, and one they call detox, just to name a few. And most have worked to one degree or another, mostly depending upon the perseverance of the dieter. That's what it comes down to in the final analysis: being able to stick to the diet. It's a common thread that kind of binds together all these different weight loss success stories. And think about it. When you run into an old friend who's lost a lot of weight, what's the first thing you ask them? How did you do it? And almost every single one of them will respond in basically the same way: I just stuck to the plan. It didn't really matter whether it was the Atkins diet or Weight Watchers or Overeaters Anonymous. If the dieter could stay on the diet, there's a much greater chance of success. So, in keeping with that central truth, it becomes eminently obvious that one of the most important elements of any weight loss program is making it easy to stick with the program. As such, nutritionists will advise you to make your weight loss plan simple. Make the goals easily attainable. Don't expect too much too fast. And give yourself some room to enjoy eating regular food once in a while, you know, so you don't become discouraged. Now, all that free advice is easy to give, but it's not so easy to follow. So today we're going to talk to several people who have enjoyed noticeable success in losing the holiday weight. They're going to tell us how they did it and how you can do it too. So don't abandon that New Year's resolution to lose weight and eat healthy yet, my friend, because help is on its way.
If your barbecue has gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in four different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all four flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb. Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Huh, like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Creek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
We are honored to welcome Brett Singer, a sports dietitian with the Memorial Hermann Hospital's Ironman Sports Medicine Institute in the Woodlands. How are you, Brett?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me.
Brett and I share a link that he doesn't know about, but I'm going to reveal right now. We are both proud alums of TCU. Although we did attend the college a few decades apart. When did you graduate, Brett?
I graduated in 2010.
Ah, well, I was there in the 70s, the 1870s. Brett's academic career is considerably more impressive than mine. He has not only a bachelor's degree from TCU in nutrition, he also has a master's degree in nutrition sciences from Texas Women's University. He's also a registered dietitian who is board certified in sports dietetics. That's a lot of words, Brett. Break that down. What do you do for a living?
So, as you mentioned, I am a sports dietitian for Memorial Hermann Ironman Sports Medicine Institute. My primary role there is to provide counseling one-on-one for athletes of all types and all levels. So it can be team sport athletes, it can be endurance athletes, it can be the people that are trying to do their first half marathon or 5 or 10K. So any level of athlete, any age group. And what I do is provide nutrition counseling and try and educate them on what strategies they need to implement as in part of their diet to try and make sure that they get the most out of their performance. So we can do all the training in the world, but if we're not eating appropriately, then we're really not able to get the most out of our performance. And so that's where I come in and try and help educate individuals, either in a one-on-one setting or in some cases I work with teams. And in that case, it may be in more of a team and group education type setting where we're doing consistent education, trying to provide examples and things that they can utilize in order to improve in sports performance as far as their diet.
Well, you mentioned education. We understand you're teaching nutrition and performance. Where are you teaching?
So I am a professor at University of Houston, an adjunct professor at University of Houston, and the Master of Athletic Training program. So I teach athletic trainers the basics of sports nutrition, so they have a general idea. These are kind of the first line of defense and first chain of command when it comes to treating and helping athletes from the medical side of things. And so they're the athletic trainers that work in high schools and colleges and professional teams, and so it's, sometimes they need to be the ones that talk to athletes for the first time and help educate them as far as nutrition.
And you've also worked with Houston Baptist University, but in a different capacity. Explain that.
Correct. So I'm the head sports dietitian for Houston Baptist University for their athletic program. And kind of as I mentioned earlier, when I work with my clients in the one-on-one setting, that's usually where we're counseling one individual athlete at a time. When I'm working with Houston Baptist University, I usually work with teams. So I help educate the teams. I help facilitate some of the meals that they may have during preseason or when they're traveling. I may help with hanging out in the cafeteria with the athletes and trying to help give examples of some things that they could do to help improve their diet. Try and provide social media and educational tips in every type of form and fashion. So that way we've always got nutrition on the forefront. It's always something that's in mind. And so that way they're making consistent, good decisions.
And you also work with the Sugar Land Skeeters. I assume you do much the same thing with them.
Correct. So in that scenario, it is going to be a bit of one-on-one. More often than not with that, it's typically just little small conversations, answering questions and helping the athletes with just making sure that they're on the right track. And I'm always there for them if they need to have any sorts of questions on diet, on supplements, on recovery, on hydration, whatever it may be.
Today, the Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on lose the holiday weight, so you're the perfect person. Advise us on some proper techniques for changing our diet routines to help us lose the holiday weight. Where do you suggest we begin?
Right. So with any diet that you see, and there's all sorts of them out there, whether it's online or television or radio or magazines or whatever it may be, there's all sorts of different people trying to sell you a different idea. And in the end, all of them are trying to accomplish the same goal, and that is essentially that you are trying to create a caloric deficit in order to lose weight, which means that you must consume less calories than you expend on a daily basis. And if you do that consistently enough, you can achieve weight loss when that occurs. So the first thing that you have to do is find a way to create a caloric deficit. For some people, that can be simply identifying what are two or three foods or types of things that they may do in their diet. So maybe it's going out to eat, or maybe it's an alcoholic beverage, or it's fast food or sweets or whatever it may be. So identifying two or three of those key items that may be very, very calorically dense, so high in calories, that they could potentially remove from their diet or at least cut down on. And by doing so, that would reduce the amount of calories they take in on a daily basis and on a weekly basis. And over time, that in and of itself could lead to weight loss if everything else were to remain constant. Adding in exercise would be obviously an easy way to increase energy expenditure, which would also help with creating that caloric deficit. So it could be simply as simple as identifying what are some of the foods that we could reduce or eliminate to cut down on calories. Sometimes it's a matter of getting into a little bit more depth and detail. So some individuals feel a bit better about actually determining what is an appropriate calorie amount for them. And for each person, that's a bit different. Identifying how much they may need on a daily basis can be helpful. And now kind of getting a better idea of how to structure those meals based on that calorie amount on a daily basis.
So give us some standard dishes we should avoid in order to set ourselves up for a successful weight loss program.
Oh, well, there's no set one meal that you need to absolutely avoid by any means. And I never try and tell, oftentimes when someone comes in for a consult, they want me to tell them what is the one thing they absolutely must do or what is the one food that they absolutely must avoid. And there's never really one thing that I tell them that we absolutely have to avoid. You just want to make sure that you're making good, healthy decisions on a consistent basis.
Okay, so how do we do that? How do we make good decisions?
All right, so to me, I think one of the first things I try and really push people to do is get into consistent habits. If you can just get into consistent habits, that starts to make things a lot easier because you can start to identify what's really working for you and what's really not working for you. So if someone's eating, let's say, four meals a day in one day and one meal a day in the next, and maybe one day they're having a huge amount of calories and the next they're having hardly any. It's really hard to identify what meal is working well, which foods are working or not working, what's the appropriate amount for them. If you can at least start to develop consistent habits, then you can start to identify, okay, well, yes, this the structure that I'm using, the routine that I'm using is working correctly, or no, it's not. I'm really hungry at a specific time of the day, or I'm feeling tired at a specific time of the day, where I'm just not losing weight the way that I want to. At least if you're consistent, now you can identify, yes, what I'm doing is working, or no, what I'm doing is not working, but I can make changes or small alterations to that, as opposed to giving up on it altogether and trying to change it up completely, right? Because when you're making these drastic changes, sometimes it's hard to stick to it. If you can at least be consistent with your routine, then you can start to make more minor adjustments as opposed to completely changing everything up. So that really, developing a consistent habit is the first thing that I really try and get them to do is trying to make sure we are consistent with our routine. And then it's starting to identify what's the appropriate portions and trying to make sure that we're building the correct meals. So with anything, protein becomes a pretty important aspect of this too. So if you're trying to lose weight, we know that we need to create that caloric deficit, but protein plays a pretty major role as well. And part of the reason for that is that protein makes us feel very full. And if you're feeling full, as you can imagine, you're less likely to overindulge. The other aspect of that is when we're losing weight, we tend to want to hold on to muscle because that's very important for overall health for a variety of different reasons. And most people just simply want to keep muscle. And that's pretty obvious why, from physiological standpoint or from just how we look aesthetically, we want to keep that muscle mass. And so when we incorporate protein into our diet and we try and have that not only for the day, but at each of our meals throughout the day, we typically feel a bit more content in terms of our feeling of fullness, and we also tend to have a better response in terms of maintaining muscle mass.
This is Brett Singer. He's a sports dietitian with Memorial Hermann Hospital's Ironman Sports Medicine Institute in the Woodlands, and he has given us some great and valuable information to help us lose the holiday weight. Brett, thank you, and we hope you'll come back and visit us again soon.
Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Oh, and go Frogs!
Go Frogs!
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. The Outdoor Cooking Show will be back with more smoking hot tips for you and your old flame after this short break.
Nothing beats farm fresh produce. Roadside stands are great, but not always well stocked. But Froberg's Farm on Highway 6 in Alvin always has produce fresh from the field. You can't get produce this fresh in stores. Froberg's has a spacious covered market, or you can pick your own produce if you prefer. It's summer, so Froberg's has vine-ripe tomatoes, huge bell peppers, tender young okra, purple hull peas in and out of the shell, and a whole lot more. Fruits, vegetables, jams, jellies, pickles, and a huge selection of dried beans and peas. And Froberg's Farm is famous for its pies, both traditional homemade or fried pies, with over 20 different flavors. Order in advance, and Froberg's can have as many as you need ready for pickup. And be sure you visit Greek Smokehouse right next door while you're there. Froberg's Farm, only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Froberg's Farm, farm fresh produce since 1936. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Randy Hames here, and my salsa has to pass the chip test. That's why I personally recommend Jake's Atomic Salsa. Jake Johnson isn't your typical middle school student. He's picky about salsa, too, so he developed his own. And it was so good, his friends asked him to sell them some, and Jake's Atomic Salsa was born. Jake's Atomic Salsa has a hearty blend of tomatoes, plus roasted poblano, serrano, jalapeno, and habanero peppers. It also includes lots of fresh lemon and lime juice to add bright notes, with no large chunks of onion or cilantro. Jake's Atomic Salsa comes in four different flavors, from mild to out-of-this-world spicy, and goes great with eggs, enchiladas, meatloaf, Bloody Marys, or just pour it over cream cheese. It's the best salsa you've ever tasted, and all the profits go to pay for Jake's college education. Check out Jake's Atomic Salsa on Facebook, and go to jakesatomicsalsa.com to order a few jars, or try the variety pack with all four flavors. I know, you'll agree with me, Jake's Atomic Salsa is the bomb.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Boyd's One Stop at the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's your host, the daddy-o of the patio, Randy Hames.
When my son and I envisioned our family business, Edgewater Studios, several years ago, the first person we thought about as a full business partner in the business was his best friend from TCU, John Shelton, who we welcome to the show today. Hey, John.
How you doing, Randy?
It's good to have you in studio.
Yeah, it's a little weird to be on this side of the microphone.
You're always in studio, yeah, so it's not like it was a long trip or anything. John is a lot more than just our third business partner in the family business. However, he is a fully adopted member of our family without the name Hames or the legalese. And he's also an extremely talented guitarist and studio engineer. Plus, he handles the financial side of Edgewater Studios because he has a business degree from TCU. And I have said this to you before. I trust you as if you were my own son.
Oh, thank you, sir.
So before we get to the topic at hand, give our listeners a little bit of your background. Where were you born? Where did you grow up? That kind of thing.
I was born in Kansas City, Missouri. Kansas City, Kansas. We lived there for about 10 years. And then we moved to Los Angeles because my dad took an inside job at the company that he worked for. And we lived in California for about 3 years. And then about halfway through seventh grade, we moved to Scottsdale, Arizona, because the company that my dad was working for moved their corporate headquarters out there. And so I had middle school and high school in Scottsdale and wanted to go out of state to go to college. And so I looked at a couple of different universities. I was really attracted to Texas, primarily, I think, because of music. I was looking at both Baylor and TCU, and after spending time at both and visiting both, I ended up at TCU. And I've lived in Texas pretty much ever since. So that was 97, and we lived in everywhere that you could, I think, in the Metroplex up in Dallas-Fort Worth before we moved down here.
So you met my son.
I met Derek at TCU. That's correct.
And how did you guys get to know each other?
We got to know each other through our good friend Josh Gardner. Josh was a fraternity member of mine, and Josh is from Houston. And so Derek met Josh or knew Josh from here all the way back to Little League days from what I understand. And so he introduced me to Derek, and we started hanging out and just kind of playing music together, and then it kind of progressed from there.
So music was the common thread.
Absolutely, yeah.
And music is part of your familial background too, right?
Yeah, my dad was VP of sales and marketing with Fender Musical Instruments for, I think, somewhere around 10 to 15 years. He worked with Bill Schultz he started working for Fender when Bill took Fender back over from CBS. And he sort of managed the central region of the country in terms of a sales perspective. And then he had the opportunity to become the VP of sales and marketing and move inside. And so he was there. That's the reason we moved to Los Angeles. And then shortly after we got to Los Angeles, Bill wanted to move the corporate office to Scottsdale. And so we all moved to Arizona.
So that's where you got an interest in guitars?
Yeah. I've been around guitars and music my whole life. Before working at Fender, my dad worked for a company called Sun Amplifiers. And so I was around, and I just always thought it was a really, really cool thing.
So I'll say this. I've been in the radio business, by extension, the music business, for over 50 years, and I've heard some of the greatest guitarists in the world. Eric Clapton, Stevie Ray Vaughan, Jeff Beck, Jimmy Page. And John, you're in their league.
I think that means you need to hear more guitar players.
John is really that good, and he contributes to a lot of the music projects that we do here at Edgewater Studios. But John also loves to cook outdoors on the grill. So what kind of grill do you own?
I've got a Weber natural gas grill. The house that I bought when I moved here has a natural gas hookup out back. So it just made sense. It's a 3-burner Weber. I think it's the Spirit grill.
So do you have any go-to items that you like to grill over and over?
No, I mean, it really depends on, I mean, there's a lot of steak and there's a lot of chicken usually. Mm-hmm. When we do burgers, my son, for some reason, really loves turkey burgers, and I cook those inside. They tend to fall apart a little bit on the grill. He really loves turkey burgers though, so we make those. And then, you know, outside of that, I've tried fish. I did grilled shrimp for Derek and his family when they came over one time, and it was wonderful. So I plan on doing that again. But it's, you know, mainly your basics, steak and chicken.
So the theme for today's show is losing the holiday weight. That can be a touchy subject for some people, but you make no secret of the fact that you've battled weight issues all your life, right? You're a big guy, you're big boned, as they say. I'm not. I'm very thin, and it's easier for me to keep the weight off. But you've battled weight issues for a long time. So how many different weight loss programs do you think you've tried over the years?
You know, over the years, you know, growing up, You know, my parents had tried a bunch of different weight loss programs, I remember, when I was a kid. And so because I was a kid and in their household, we were always sort of eating along the same lines. And as I got older and as an adult, I've tried a couple of different weight loss programs. I went and saw a nutritionist about 10 years ago that gave me a sort of diet program that was, you know, very similar to what you'd have with sort of the Atkins diet. And I did that one for about a year and lost somewhere around 50 to 60 pounds on that. And so really good results on that. And then, you know, over the years, you stop doing those types of diets and you start getting comfortable again and you start putting that weight back on. And so, I mean, the other diet program that I did a couple months ago, I kind of wanted to kickstart some more weight loss. I've still got more I want to lose. But, you know, year over year, I've lost about 40 pounds. So that's a step in the right direction.
So we know by looking at you that you've just recently lost quite a bit of weight. So have you been working on a specific diet, or is it the diet that you just described?
No, this is a different diet plan. I got this ahead of a friend that played college football, and I had told him, you know, I needed to lose a bunch of weight, and just kind of asked for his input on, you know, if he had any experience with that. And he had a diet that he got from a friend that's a nutritionist. Basically that he was provided so that he could lose weight for his wedding. And it's designed to really, you're only supposed to do it for like 10 to 12 weeks. You really shouldn't do it more than that. But then in that amount of time, I lost 32 pounds.
So what's the basic principle of the diet?
The basic principle of the diet is you're eating every 3 hours. You're eating 5 meals a day. You're eating a lot of meat and good fiber and vegetables. I mean, it's pretty basic, but you know, in general, you start your morning, you have a half a cup of oatmeal, 2 eggs and a mandarin orange. 3 hours later, you're supposed to have like 1 scoop of whey protein. I've just been getting a little Muscle Milk single boxes at HEB. They sell in a 4-pack and that worked really well. 3 hours after that, you're supposed to have 4 ounces of white meat and a cup of brown rice. Over time on the diet, that cup of brown rice became a sizable amount of food. And so, you know, I ended up cutting it back to about a half a cup over time. And then 3 hours later, you have the same thing again. So it's 4 ounces of white meat and a half a cup of brown rice. And then for dinner, you get 4 ounces of red meat, pretty much as many green vegetables as you want. And for the first couple of weeks of the diet, you can do a sweet potato. Eventually, though, you kind of get to a point where you don't even want that because you start getting full pretty quickly.
So it's important for you to eat each and every one of those times for your metabolism, right?
Correct.
So explain how that works.
You know, once again, I'm not a nutritionist or a dietitian or anything, but based on my understanding, what starts happening is by eating less, your stomach is shrinking. So, and by eating more regularly, your metabolism stays high. So it's kind of a combination of eating less food, but eating it more frequently, which kind of causes your stomach to shrink and you start not getting as hungry as you were before.
And you have cheat meals, right? Describe what that means.
We do. I have a cheat meal once every 2 weeks. You're supposed to do it for one of your lunches. If you do it too late in the day, your body just stores it as fat. You're supposed to keep doing the rest of the diet, but you do substitute out one cheat meal. And, you know, I think the first, you know, you go 2 weeks and then you have your one cheat meal. And I was really looking forward to the cheat meal because I'd been eating all this healthy stuff. And I was like, man, a bacon cheeseburger sure sounds great. And I remember that night I just got sicker than a dog. And so what ends up happening is you do have your cheat meal, but you kind of look forward to it less and less. What you start noticing is that you don't crave those foods as much anymore. Mm-hmm. And then when you do get those foods every 2 weeks, usually there's a negative impact, you know, in terms of how you feel. And so you kind of learn to take it easy over the course of the thing.
This has been my business partner, John Shelton. He's our third business partner because he, my son, and I all own and operate Edgewater Studios. We are a multimedia company based in Sugar Land, Texas. He's had a tremendous amount of good luck and losing a tremendous amount of weight, 32 pounds altogether. And I just want to congratulate you, John, and wish you a very happy new year. Now, get back to work, you filthy animal.
Thank you, sir. Happy New Year to you.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be back with more food and fun after this break.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Creekstone Outdoor Living. The name says it all. If you like being outdoors in your own space, you'll love Creekstone Outdoor Living. Located on the north side of Houston, Creekstone Outdoor Living has grills, lighting, appliances, pizza ovens, furniture, and even a design studio at 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60 in Spring, Texas, just off the Grand Parkway. If you love your backyard, Creekstone Outdoor Living has everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the Backyard Paradise Specialists. They also carry the quality brands you love, like Yeti, RCX, Lynx, Fire Magic, Weber, American Muscle Grill, The Big Green Egg, Coppersmith, and many more. Just looking for some storage for the game or fishing? No problem. The Yeti Tundra Coolers are perfect for the job and come in sizes weighing up to 90 pounds. And if you're looking for some great design ideas, inspiration, or even some of their work, visit their website at www.creekstoneoutdoors.com. Creekstone Outdoor Living, the Backyard Paradise Specialists, 3555 Rayford Road, Suite 60, Spring, Texas, 713-389-5936. If you love the taste of homemade sausage, Greek Smokehouse at Froberg's Farm in Alvin is an old-fashioned smokehouse with good old-country service. Greek Smokehouse makes 10 different flavors of homemade sausage and smokes them for hours over burning pecan wood. No artificial smoke flavor at Greek's. You'll know that as soon as you walk in the door. Try the house favorite, jalapeno cheese, deer, and pork sausage, or Greek savory boudin, Italian, or summer sausage. The freezer is full of hand-cut ribeye and strip steaks, stuffed pork chops and chicken breasts, stuffed bell peppers, and even peppers stuffed with boudin. And Greek stock seasoning meats to add to your next batch of greens or beans. Nothing's better together than homemade sausage from Greek Smokehouse and fresh veggies from Froberg's Farm right next door. Only 8 miles south of 288 and 2.5 miles from Business 35 on Highway 6 in Alvin. Open 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. 7 days a week. Greek Smokehouse. Those boys know how to do it.
May the forks be with you. The Outdoor Cooking Show is brought to you by Froberg's Farm and Greek Smokehouse on Highway 6 in Alvin. Now, here's the man who turns all the grills on, Randy Haynes.
Well, that time has arrived once again when we are blessed to visit with my old radio buddy, Fred Olson. How you doing, pal?
Doing good, but watch that old thing. I don't feel old. As long as you don't look in the mirror, you don't know, right?
Well, I try not to look in the mirror.
No, not you. I'm just in general.
I began the show today with the question, how many New Year's resolutions have you broken so far? But I seem to recall from our visit last week that you and Bev said you do something a little different from resolutions.
We don't really do resolutions. We try to give each year kind of a theme. 1 year we'll have, like, adventure, which means we'll go someplace you've always wanted to go. And next time it'll be the ranch. This last year was about the ranch. It was getting the ranch in order and getting things tuned up and getting the garden just so, and getting the barn cleaned up, you know. But this year is what we tend to do is in January we change the season from all the partying and all the cookies and all the food that people want to heap on us, and we take 30 days off. You know, we don't fast, but we fast from things we don't need.
So you called it detox, right?
Well, yeah, that's kind of a joke, but yeah, to get. I saw a doctor on TV the other day, and he was talking about the next big health issue in America. Heart disease is huge, but it's inflammation in people of all ages, not just young, old, whatever, from the foods and things we eat. Inflammation causes issues. It causes disease. It causes aches and pains, and can age you long before you really need to age. So we try to take things that inflammatory things like sugar and wheat. And those things that can cause inflammation in the body, and alcohol, all that stuff, and just put it aside for 30 days. And we have a saying here, whenever we do that, we wake up and go, man, it feels good to feel good.
And you also said that the theme for your year is out of the box. What did you do in that regard?
You don't know what it's going to be, because it's going to be out of the box.
So what does that mean?
Well, that means we might just decide to head off to Fredericksburg for the day. That means we might just, go see somebody we haven't seen in 10 years.
I see.
Like you. we don't know, and that's why we'll know when it hits us, and we'll look at each other, or we'll have a glint in our eyes and go, that's the one, let's go do it.
Well, we're talking about lose the holiday weight today, and we're focusing on eating healthier food, preparing food in more healthy ways. I know that you've been an exercise freak for most of your life. So let's start out by touching on that subject, that aspect of losing weight.
Yeah.
Very briefly, were you an athlete in high school?
No, I was very slow. I was a little kid. And of course, now I'm like 6'1", but then I wasn't. I was thin, couldn't gain weight. Not till I got to Texas. No, not till I hit my 20s. I couldn't gain weight, man. I tried. I remember living in Dallas when you and I were working in Dallas together.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And I weighed 147 pounds soaking wet. I could not gain an ounce. I could go to those Mexican buffets and eat everything, and nothing happened till I hit 30, and then it got easy.
So what inspired your dedication, obviously lifelong dedication, to staying in shape?
My oldest brother, George, is still, if you saw him, you'd go, oh my goodness, he's got legs like Hercules, you know. and since he was like 16, he always worked out, and I was always amazed even now when I see him, and he's 82.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he's got some health issues and all that, but you look at him, he's strong as an ox.
So your brother was your inspiration.
Yeah, it really was him, and I kind of hung around people who like to work out, and then Bev and I like to do it, so that kind of became a natural thing. I went through the running phase till my knee said no.
Yeah. I played a lot of basketball. I was tall and too skinny for football, and one of my coaches once remarked to me, he said, Hames, if you'll just run a few miles every day or so, you'll stay thin for the rest of your life. And that advice has stuck with me. I try to run about 4 miles 3 times a week.
There you go.
I even remember you and I worked a fundraiser for Judge Jimmy Duncan. We were emceeing, and that was the one where Richard Racehorse Haynes got all irritated with us because he thought we should be more aggressive about the auction items to raise money for the judge's reelection campaign, which was
more of a memory than I do on that one.
It was silly because the judge was running unopposed, as I recall. Anyway, I recall that Judge Jimmy remarked about how thin both of us were, and he asked us how we stayed in shape. You said you lifted weights, and I told him I run several miles every week, and he said, boys, if you ever see me running down the street, call the police because somebody's chasing me.
Now, I do remember that line.
Of course, Judge Jimmy said it in much more colorful language.
but you'll agree with this. It's about consistency.
Sure.
Doing it consistently, because some people go, I go to the gym. Well, how often? One day a week?
Yeah.
Once every 2 weeks? But you have to be consistent with it, and then you get addicted. It's a positive addiction is what I call it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's in a certain people's DNA to be workout people, and we're just that. If I don't, I feel sore and out of sorts. I get sore if I don't keep up with exercise. It's weird. I can't explain it, but that's how it works.
But ultimately, this is the Outdoor Cooking Show.
Yes.
So exercise is an important part of any weight loss program. But our focus is healthy food preparation. But
right.
Today only. Next week, we'll go back to being decadent and eating rich and fatty foods. But neither you nor Bev really have any extreme weight problems.
No.
So is it safe to assume that you guys think more in terms of maintenance?
Oh, absolutely. I will tell you, and I'm not, I don't know this woman and this guy who wrote this book, but Bev and I stumbled into it a couple of years ago, and I found that when we retired in 2010, when they retired us in 2010, I, for the next year, I didn't do anything. I was a slug. I ate. I got overweight. I just did. And it wasn't, not huge, like maybe 200, whatever, 210, which for me was big. And now 200 is not an issue, but then it was. But and this book is called The Natural Way, and it's written by Beth Horn and Jim Rosenthal. Now, I don't do their exercise regimen as much because I do my own, but the food, the way you do the food in it, meal plans, not a diet, but a meal plan, and you eat according to how much you exercise. Now, if I go 4 days a week or spend 4 hours a week in a gym, I eat according to what they say I can do. And what it does is it puts a protein with each meal, and it puts complementary foods together. And, son, I'll tell you, if you do a lot of exercise, you have five meals a day in this program. Five.
Mm-hmm.
And it gets to the point you go, wow, I don't think I could eat all that. I would lose like 2 pounds a week. Easy. It was a piece of cake. 8 pounds a month was nothing.
Wow.
Yeah, and it isn't like Weight Watchers or any of those other things. It do work, but it's, you don't need to spend a lot of money to do that. But also, always check with your doctor about dietary restrictions, like there's some dairy involved in this. There's bacon, tuna.
Really?
You know, things like that. But it's proteins and complementary foods, and it makes a huge difference. And it feeds those inner hungers, like, you snack 3 times a day. And it might involve beef jerky, string cheese, an orange, cottage cheese. And when you put them all together, it really tastes good.
So what's the name of this book again?
The book is called The Natural Way, and it says holistic. Now, I'm not a big holistic guy, but it says a holistic guide to mind, body, health, and fitness. And this woman apparently is a national fitness champion of some kind. Her name is Beth Horn. But anyway, it's just... And there are a gazillion books out there. It's whatever works for you. This one works for us when we follow it. Now, if I stay with like meal plan one, which I love, there's like 4 or 5 meal plans, foods lists, how they work. It's kind of laid out for you. And even different exercises, if you're brand new, you don't need to go to a gym. You can get some hand weights and do things that she recommends. And I want to see as many people healthy as possible because as we get older, I see a lot of guys our age who've given up.
Yep.
You know, and I go, how old are you? And they're younger than me. And I go, no way. And it's because you get to a point you think, I'm not supposed to be flexible because I'm old. You're not. You're not old. You're as old as you want to be, as old as you let your body tell you you are. So.
And give us the name of that book again, one more time.
It's called The Natural Way, and it's by Beth Horn, B-E-T-H, Beth Horn, H-O-R-N, and Jim Rosenthal. And I think it was like 1995 when I got this. You'd probably get it on Kindle.
Mm-hmm.
But it's always better to have the book so you can write in it and you can really kind of find stuff easily in it rather than on a Kindle book. So
what's the old joke we used to tell on the radio? Fat guy steps on the talking scales and the machine says, please dismount your horse before weighing
you. Yeah, or one at a time, please.
That was Jim Bob Jumpback, of course. But this is not Jim Bob Jumpback, but he did play Jim Bob Jumpback on the radio. He's my old and dear friend and my radio partner for many years, Fred Olson. Happy New Year, my friend.
Hey, we'll talk in the new year. We're going to have fun this year. New season's coming, brother.
And love to Bev.
Love to Cindy and the family.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show. Or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on The Outdoor Cooking Show.
How's about cooking something else?